Welcome to Live Life Better, and I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Did you know that July is Prevent Dry Eye Month? Yes, it is. Dry Eye Awareness Month is important because you can prevent blindness and increase awareness and education on conditions that affect vision and mental health. And I know that I suffer from dry eye, and I've been looking into a lot of the resources available. So the most, of course, important thing is to get an annual appointment with your eye doctor so that you can have a clear what is going on with your eyes and get some accurate diagnosis. So if you're diagnosed with dry eye disease or DED, it's a condition that occurs when tears do not provide adequate lubrication for your eyes. And that's a lot of discomfort. It can affect your vision. And according to the National Eye Institute, if severe dry eye goes untreated, it can sometimes damage the cornea, which is the clear outer layer of the front of the eye. So there are a lot of resources, and I will include those in the blog that goes with this audio. Preventblindness.org is an excellent resource. And so here are the symptoms: burning or stinging, particles in the eye, gritty, sandy feeling, itchiness, redness, and inflammation, stringy mucus, extreme sensitivity, especially to cigarette smoke, transient blurry vision, and increased sensitivity to light. So you know that with the Sahara dust and in certain cities where there's smog, dry eye can be made worse. And of course, being on your computer for a long time and not looking away also increases dry eye. So having these symptoms may mean that you have dry eye, but it can be caused by other conditions. And so that's why a thorough evaluation by your eye doctor is needed to determine the exact causes of these vision symptoms. It's very common, and more than 16 million Americans have moderate to severe symptoms, and women are twice as likely to develop a dry eye than men. Women who are pregnant or on certain types of birth control or hormone replacement therapy, or yes, that menopause, can also have dry eye. Of course, post-cataract surgery often. And I just found out that there's different kinds of eye drops. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Some are when your eyes don't make enough oil. That's the most common. And then some when it's a poor quality and it's an evaporative dry eye. There's also a dry eye when you don't make enough watery layers. So it's great to have an eye doctor that can tell you that. If you wear contact lenses, poor makeup hygiene, certain medications, certain medical conditions, rheumatoid arthritis, rosacea, Sjögren syndrome, and other autoimmune diseases can also increase your risk of dry eye. And eyelid conditions that cause eyelids not to close completely can also cause it as well. What can you do to prevent dry eye symptoms? Well, the first thing is a humidifier. It helps keep the natural moisture in the air and can help. It's really important for dry rooms, especially with heaters or air conditioning, as we have all summer long here. Avoid low humidity conditions. Hair dryers, harsh winds, and cigarette smoke should be avoided whenever possible. Windy conditions, airplanes, and cars when you're driving can also make a problem. Yes, folks, take frequent screen breaks. When using a computer or other electronic device, it's important to remember to blink often and give the eye frequent rest from staring at the screen. Drink a lot of water, keep your eyes hydrated, and talk to your eye care professional. So, how can you relieve discomfort and irritation? Well, over-the-counter eye drops and ointments. Most pharmacies carry what they call artificial tears. There are various brands. Some are used for bedtimes to make sure your eyes stay lubricated at night, especially when you have the fan on in your bedroom. But frequent use of these preparations for long periods of time can cause irritation. Do avoid the ones with preservatives. That's sort of important. Eyelid care can also be an issue. Your eye doctor may recommend warm compresses on the eye, massaging the eyelids, or eyelid cleanser. There are also prescription medications. Check with your eye doctor about that, procedures, and tear duct plugs. And that is, again, important to see your eye doctor for. A great checkup and a great plan of action. So July is Dry Eye Awareness Month, and I am your host, Nanette Weiser, for Live Life Better. Stay well until we speak again.